We would like to welcome our radio audience to the sanctuary of Trinity United Methodist Church at 333 South Chestnut Street. If you enjoy our radio ministry and would like to further the building of His kingdom, you can visit our website at www.dev.tumcseymour.org. Please come and check out the crafts at our Frosty Fest Craft and Vendor Market on Saturday, November 11th, from 9 a.m. until 1 p.m. We will be featuring handmade items, candles, food, and much more. Come on out and enjoy yourselves here at Trinity United Methodist Church at 333 South Chestnut Street, Seymour. Join us for our next community meal on November 18th from 5 p.m. until 7 p.m. We will be serving up turkey, stuffing, green beans, mashed potatoes, and pumpkin pie. It will be a meal full of gratitude and blessings. So please come to Trinity United Methodist Church at 333 South Chestnut Street, Seymour. Today's radio was sponsored by Mark and Kathy Smallwood in honor of Henry and Heather's birthday. Today's scripture reading comes from Revelation chapter 7, 9 through 17. The great multitude in white robes. After this I looked, and there before me was a great multitude that no one could count, from every nation, tribe, people, and language, standing before the throne and before the Lamb. They were wearing white robes and were holding palm branches in their hands, and they cried out in a loud voice, "Salvation belongs to our God who sits on the throne and to the Lamb." All the angels were standing around the throne and around the elders and the four living creatures. They fell down on their faces before the throne and worshiped God, saying, "Amen. Praise and glory and wisdom and thanks and honor and power and strength be to our God forever and ever. Amen." Then one of the elders asked me, "These in white robes, who are they and where did they come from?" I answered, "Sir, you know." And he said, "These are they who have come out of the great tribulation. They have washed their robes and made them white in the blood of the Lamb. Therefore, they are before the throne of God and serve Him day and night in His temple. And He who sits on the throne will shelter them with His presence. Never again will they hunger. Never again will they thirst. The sun will not beat down on them, nor any scorching heat. For the Lamb at the center of the throne will be their shepherd. He will lead them to springs of living water, and God will wipe away every tear from their eyes." God's word for God's people.
Praise be to God. The book of Revelation is a powerful, beautiful book, albeit a little difficult to understand. Therefore, I don't preach from it too often. But I thought that this passage was absolutely perfect for All Saints Day. It's a bittersweet time, a time where we remember those that we have lost, especially those that we have lost this past year. But a time for us to remember them receiving their eternal reward, their crown of righteousness. The book of Revelation was written for one specific purpose. The early church suffered persecution and all kinds of attacks against them for following Christ. And they begged, "When will you return?" There's a song out now, I've played it here before. It says, "Come, Jesus, come. We have waited so long." And we have waited a long time. Several generations have thought that the Lord Jesus would return in their lifetime, including that of the apostles. But yet, He tarries in His mercy to make sure that every soul has heard of His life-giving, life-saving presence. That one question that the book of Revelation gives a clear and simple answer to, not one that is difficult to hold on. It says, "Behold, I am coming soon." Describe soon, please, because we've been waiting forever. But it does give us an assurance and a promise that our Lord Jesus Christ will come again. He will capture all those who have been saved, all of those who have turned their life, their hearts, their minds, and their bodies over to Him. And they will rise with Him to majesty to sit at the foot of the throne, to sing and worship and to praise forever. I think sometimes in this dark and chaotic world, it is hard for us to remember that the story has already been won. We already have victory. I had a pastor friend of mine in Indianapolis who was asked to give the invocation at a large sporting event. He was thrilled to do it. This was an event that he supported full-heartedly, but yet he was down in his spirit when he went. When he left, he was filled with joy. You see, he went to the Special Olympics. We got to serve at the Special Olympics last year. It was amazing to see the pride and the joy in all of those athletes' face. This pastor friend of mine watched as 800 special young men and women made their way around the huge track. Some of them being pushed in wheelchairs. Some of them with an arm hanging by the side. All of them with some form of a disability, making them God's very special people. And when he got up to do the invocation, all of a sudden, the darkness that had clouded his life was lifted because they all stood and they shouted. And it was obvious to see upon their faces and in their voices and the way they held their bodies that they knew that they were victorious already before the games ever started, before anyone had the chance to get weak, before anyone stopped the race, before anyone came in last. They already felt victorious, as well they were. The pastor got up, he gave his invocation, and then out came a young man named Jared, holding the torch, and he ran one lap around the entire track with the torch, and then he ran up the bleachers and back down. And he stood on the step of the winner. And he waved one hand and he held the torch up high and said, "We are victory." And by Lord, they were victory. No matter what happened that day, they would be victorious. As the spectacle unfolded, one word came to mind to that pastor: victory. Victory, they had already won it. 800 special athletes, 800 maimed, crippled athletes stood and cheered Jarrett. Why? Because regardless of the outcome of the games, they were victorious. Victory is what All Saints Day is all about. Victory is in the air this morning. I hope it is on our faces, that it is in our voices, and the truth of the victory that our beloved saint who has passed is in our hearts. They are with Christ Jesus. They have won already. Our loved ones who died during this past year have in fact lost nothing. They have gained. the claim to the crown of righteousness the righteous judge has kept for them. We too, beloved, we have already won. Before we lose that job, before the heart attack, before the operation, before the sorrow of grief, before failure with our children, with our spouse, with ourselves, before those feelings of being lost and lonely, before we wonder if we will ever smile again, before any of that, the faith of our fathers cries out victory. Victory was won on that first Easter day. On that first Easter morning, that stone was rolled away. Mary Magdalene leapt to her feet and went to tell everybody, He is risen, just like He said He would. The victory for us, beloved, is won right there on that Easter morning. Why is it so important that we believe the promise of the book of Revelation, that we trust in the promise of the resurrection of that first Easter morning? It is important so that as we run this race called life, and beloved, I'm hoping we are all in the same race. It is a difficult race at times. There are a myriad of things that weigh us down. There are blessed, happy times that come about. But the important thing that we remember is that this time here on earth is but a fleeting moment in all of eternity. This time that we spend here is short. And we will spend all time in eternity, whether that is in heaven or hell. Listen, my friends, the world stands before us and shouts hate, but God whispers love. God whispers victory, victory when the world is shouting defeat at us. Do not ever surrender your life to the powers of darkness, to despair and to encouragement. Look around you today, for the people who are sitting beside you will uplift you and uphold you when you go through times of discouragement, times of depression, and times of despair. They will lift you up before the Father in prayer. They will come alongside of you and care for you. You no longer have to look out a window of darkness and despair. You have been shown a new window with a totally different view, a view of hope, a view of light, a view of victory. There was a little girl standing at a window with tears streaming down her face as she watched her brother and her father bury her best friend, her little puppy, the one that had followed her all around the house, the one that had slept with her, the one that had kissed her tears away and licked her skinned knees. To that little girl, it felt like the world was over at that moment. We've all experienced that depth of despair. Her grandfather stood beside her. Then he reached down and he gently wiped away the tears on her face. He stood for a moment in complete and total understanding of her grief. And then he said, "Come with me. Come." And he led her through the house to another window, a window of hope and of light. And outside the window was her mother's garden. And from that garden, up came beautiful flowers. And he said, "See, you're looking at the wrong window." Of course, we will always remember those we have lost. They are a huge part of our life. And as time goes on, we never ever forget them. It doesn't get easier per se. But as time goes on, our wonderful memories of all they enriched our lives with overshadow the times of grief. We'll have opportunity in a while to mention all of the saints who shaped your life. Sunday school teachers, I heard so much about Norma Jerry. I heard that she shaped and changed many lives. I know that Dr. Charles Walter shaped many lives and gave people encouragement and hope. I know how much Nick meant to everyone in this church. He would come and sit and talk to me, and he would say, "You're doing a good job. It's okay." He would try to lift me up. Let us remember this day all of the fond memories that we have of those who have gone on to glory ahead of us. God comes to us as we look out a window of darkness and despair, and he takes our hand and he gently leads us to another place where he says, "My children, you've been looking out the wrong window. Let me show you a new window where there is light and life and victory for all." John Quincy Adams was one of our early presidents, served our country well. He had a really, really rough winter as he got older. He ended up laying in bed almost the entire winter, and it wore upon his nerves. He looked out the window and he saw signs of spring coming, and he was bound and determined he was going to get up and take a walk. Sure enough, one day as he saw the daffodils, which by the way are my favorite flower, because they bring hope to us, he saw the daffodils outside of his window, got up, he got dressed, and with the help of his trusty cane, he made it outside. He had no sooner taken more than 4 or 5 steps. When a boyhood friend came along beside him and said, "John Adams, well, how are you this day?" He chuckled under his breath. He said, "Well, if you're talking about this old house, it's really kind of rickety. All the windows are broken out. The roof is caving in. I can't remember anything anymore. And the foundations are shaking. But if you're talking about the man who lives inside of this old house, I am doing well. This resident will be leaving this house shortly, and I have hope for the next 10,000 years and more. I have hope." Do you hear it? Do you hear the note, the sound of hope in his voice? Echoes what the Apostle Paul said, "I have fought the good fight. I have finished the race. I have kept the faith. Now I go to receive the victory, the crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, awarded to me, and not only to me, but to all who long for his appearance." 2 Timothy 4:6 through 8. Do you hear it? Do you hear the note of victory? It is the same sound that arose from 800 special athletes. Have you ever noticed that Easter comes early in all of our hearts? It comes before Lent, before Holy Week, and even before Ash Wednesday. The resurrection of Christ Jesus is celebrated anytime, anywhere God's people get together. That is the hallmark trait of the Christian. Dear friends, we currently live in a world that has been accustomed to defeat. They have made peace with darkness and gloom as if despair was their only choice. It isn't. We know it isn't. the victory of God for all of His children. We're going to sing victory. And as we sing it, I'm going to ask you to stand. We don't always stand during our song of response. But how can you sit during victory in Jesus? And as we leave here today, remember that you are the light in the darkness. Share it. Proclaim it. Give it away. And when you do, your life too will be victorious. Please stand and join me in Victory in Jesus, found on page 370 or on the screens.